Rosie on the House this monsoon season has been flooded with questions about how to deal with running surface water at my house. And one of the things everybody wants to know about are dry wells and sump pumps. So we'll be talking about those. There's some real challenges to those, and I want to cover that. Everybody starts thinking that's a cure-all, but they have a lot of restrictions on them, where you can put them, where you can't put them, and you have to really do an analysis of what the true capacity of what you're creating has, and will it really be any good? So we'll be covering that a little bit later in the show. But we're talking about developing raw land and what it takes to manipulate the drainage that at one time was falling on decomposed granite, desert washes, Palo Verde trees, mesquite trees, creosote bushes, and the natural terrain that is now falling on your rooftop, on your patio deck, on your cool deck, on your driveway, on your sidewalks, on your streets. And what are we going to do with all of that water now that has no place to sink in? And how are we going to deal with it? And that's what goes in to subdivision planning when we're building out a brand new area. And I made a little joke about now your neighbor messes the whole thing up by putting one raised planter in the wrong place in their backyard and creates problems for you. And that's not a particularly huge exaggeration. I'm only going to say, when you landscape your yard, you've got to take the time to analyze what impact it's going to have on the drainage in a good raining downpour, both upon your property and every property downhill from you. That's only the right thing to do. So make sure you're consulting an expert that can help guide you through that. Flood water. Woo.
Expert. That's an interesting word, too. Can have a different meaning to a lot of people.
That's true.
Some people claiming it are often seldom worthy of it, I would say. If someone has to claim it, you know they probably aren't. So one concept we've talked about, you know, getting water diverted off of the Columbian River into the Green River, which would then flow into the Colorado. Before, okay. Casa Grande actually has something in writing and is requesting a feasibility study from our, you know, DC about diverting water from Davenport, Iowa, where there's currently a diversion dam,
okay,
over to Rock Springs, Wyoming. That's about 1,000 miles,
okay,
where it would pour into the Green River and then travel the same path as any other water that comes into the Colorado from that far north.
Someone in Casa Grande figured out that they could put a pipeline from Davenport, Iowa,
and they've got them
to the Green River in Wyoming.
They've got a map. It's almost perfectly.
That's brilliant.
You know, on the longitude, it's almost perfectly right across I-80. Again.
What do the folks at Davenport think of Casa Grande's idea?
Well, I don't know, because they specifically say this is for flood water harvesting. Oh. So it's not like it would be a constant water draw. But at times when it flooded,
excessive,
they would have this opportunity to then pump water over and fill up our reservoirs that are all above that that Rock Springs area in Wyoming.
This would be the Mississippi River that Davenport's on, right? Or close to it?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Exactly.
All right. You know how that floods. I could ruin farm fields, but you could collect all that water and bring it down here. Farmers would be happy in Iowa.
Well, and they say it's as potable as oil, and we've got a pipeline from Canada to Houston, so why couldn't we have that? I don't know. Is it as potable? I mean, think about all the living organisms that are in water. What would come over from those floods that could potentially infiltrate our water system. You know, we got crawfish over here.
That's an interesting thought. A Davenport water ends up in the Green River. Mississippi River water ends up in the Green River. What is it going to bring with it?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Now we'll have to add a treatment system to that.
And cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. Well, and you couldn't, I don't think you could do a pipeline. You know, think about how big the CAP canal is. And that's only a fraction of the size of what Imperial Canal is into the farm field. There aren't pipes that big. Even if you could make a pipe that big, they don't have the equipment to move, put into position, and place together. So it would have to be some kind of mega open canal, because if you, let's say you did put in a 21-foot pipe, how fast would you have to be able to pump that water to make a difference?
And how many pumps would you need to move it?
Exactly. So that flood water harvesting, they want a feasibility study. One of the solutions that was brought up at the Arizona Water Law Conference this week.